Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One thing you won't regret is if you come join us on the Brew Crew Tour, you're going to see an amazing time. We've been going around to different local breweries. Most of the guys at the station are showing up. Tons of Tolos are showing up. And we're finding out about a lot of cool breweries here locally. And this Sunday, we're going to be back at it again, Skin, in Mansfield.
Mansfield, baby. Dirty Job Brewing. That's a really good one. I'm excited to be out there at this one. I know we got a lot of Mansfield peeps, Tolos, that are like, hey, when are you guys going to come do a show out there? Even better, we're going to come drink out there with you. So Sunday from 2 to 4. I saw Choppy's going out there. KT, I know you're going out there. A lot of folks going to be heading out there. So gather your friends, come out. Let's try some of these delicious beers at Dirty Job. And then it gives you a chance to get that really cool Brew Crew pint glass. The first 125 people get it. It's got logos from all the breweries on this tour. And then a really cool Brew Crew logo on the back. I got one and I keep it in my ice box. And when I want to pour a beer when I get home, I'll crack it open, pour it, and I'm good to go.
Boom. One of the things we're trying to do is grow the show. That's a great way to do it because we love getting out and meeting listeners, people who ride with us. But we certainly love it if those of you who listen would invite other people to listen as well. And get them to Tolo. Turn it on, leave it on all day long. Sean and RJ in the morning, all the way through the KNC Masterpiece. That's how you turn it on, leave it on. And when we meet people and talk to them about the show, one of the things that people tend to say more often than not is that their favorite thing that we do is a drop interview. Now, the drop interview is a prank that we play on an unsuspecting blogger or media person, and they call in to do an interview with a radio station, but instead of having them actually talk to a radio show or a fake radio show, which we're prone to do, they get interviewed by drops. Funny drops, funny things people have said on the station. And so it sounds like there's like 15 hosts interviewing somebody.
Like a round table.
And the guy, how do the writers or bloggers, how do they not realize this isn't real? There's 27 guys in that room.
And it's not just the non sequitur questions. It's all the different voices, which makes us immediately think, these guys aren't doing a whole lot of radio interviews, are they?
Right.
They're probably not. Now, today, I'd been kind of storing up for the last couple of weeks, been storing up as much LeBron stuff as I could with the idea in mind that we haven't done much. I've pranked a lot of these websites. And now you run out of guys sometimes. Mm-hmm. Or you go, oh, have I got that guy before? Because he won't. A lot of times they get frustrated and they'll email you back something. No email back from this guy today.
Okay.
So Lakers blogger. And then I pulled a few questions from today here on The Fan because the Kawhi stuff broke last night.
Right.
So I got a real good hook in on the guy. Now, I usually start it to get things moving, but I got a real good hook. So I just want everyone to understand, if the first 2 minutes of this drop interview aren't really doing it for you, the humor is around the corner. It just takes a second. As I wanted to make sure I had this guy because he was very on top of things. He was prompt with the email back, sent his number very quickly. He answered the first time I called him. You know, I was dealing with what I thought to be a guy who walks the straight and narrow.
Okay.
So I said, I feel like I need to get this guy sucked in first before it gets weird. This is Christian Rivas.
Oh, he just retired today.
Not Darrell.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And he is of the LA Lakers SB Nation blog. And this is Drops interviewing him now. All right. Joining us now from the LA Lakers SB Nation blog. You can find his work there. It is Christian Rivas. Obviously a big offseason for the Lakers getting LeBron. But let's start off. What are your general thoughts on the big trade today of Kawhi Leonard going to Toronto and DeMar DeRozan ended up in San Antonio?
I think it just goes to show what San Antonio was looking for in a trade package, but they definitely wanted somebody that can help them win right now. And I think DeMar DeRozan does that.
If you look at this, okay, this is good for DeMar DeRozan, right?
You think so, because as much as the fans in Toronto adored him, he was kind of put into that bubble along with the Raptors team about crumbling in the playoffs.
I do not blame DeMar DeRozan for being unhappy. They told him, you know, your company cannot, like that's awful. I would never want to sign there if I was another player. Like, they just flat out lie to their best player. Cool. You know, awesome, guys. Now, having said that, Kawhi's a better player, and Toronto won 59 games, and now there's no LeBron James in the East. I mean, they've got just as good a chance of anybody else going to the NBA Finals next year.
And I agree. I think Boston and Philadelphia have more question marks on their roster than Toronto does right now because, of course, Kawhi Leonard's the big-name acquisition, but they also have Danny Green back in the chair who's going to fill that spot at the two with DeMar DeRozan gone.
Why is there already fighting between Kobe fans and LeBron fans?
Because there's always been. Lakers fans don't like to be thrown into the same category as like Kobe stans, Kobe diehards. But it was so much easier to enjoy LeBron James' greatness when he wasn't being compared to Kobe Bryant 24/7.
Where is your favorite place to land in Fortnite and why?
Always go Tilted Towers. Always. Got to go straight for it.
All right, last Fortnite question. Are you playing on PS4 or Xbox or what?
I am playing at PS4 when I'm not playing on mobile. I found that I'm a lot better on mobile than I am at PS4. But I think I've only gotten like 2 solo victories on console, and it's at least 5 times more on mobile.
You want Lonzo and LeVar shipped out?
No, I think I'd want the latter shipped out more than I'd want Lonzo shipped out.
Did you hear about the grandma in, I think she's in Austin, that went viral yesterday?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Did you hear about the grandma in, I think she's in Austin, that went viral yesterday?
Oh, yeah, I did. I did see that.
His grandma's wearing the exact same 4th of July patriotic flag shirt every year for 25 consecutive years. They call her Nana, and Nana's like in her 80s right now. And she's worn this shirt. That's her 4th of July shirt. Well, this grandma, she had like, there was a blue star in one corner at the top, and at the bottom corner, there was like a white star, and it had some stripes and colors. And it was like, I hate to describe it, it was like a clever, kind of a U.S. flag looking thing. They're watching the World Cup. The whole family's watching the World Cup. And they find out that Nana's not wearing a U.S. flag kind of clothes. It's a Panama flag.
Yeah, I did see that on Twitter. That's very funny.
David Aldridge, we had David Aldridge on the show a couple of weeks ago, actually the week of the trades and stuff. And he said on our show, G-Bag Nation, he said, listen, San Antonio is not just going to give Kawhi to the Lakers. They're not going to count out to the Lakers. Pop ain't going to give him. This could go on for weeks. It could go on for all summer long. And notice it took weeks, and he didn't even go to the Lakers.
Yeah, and more than anything, it was about them not wanting prospects back. They wanted that established player, but I think the fact that Kawhi wanted to go to the Lakers and he talked about it publicly just gave the Spurs every reason not to trade him there.
Did you see this freaking kid solve 3 Rubik's Cubes while juggling them?
I did not, no. But that sounds like something kids do. Kids can do the most amazing things. I went to a party the other day where my 6-year-old cousin just had us make flying, and those kids were like scientists. It was the most remarkable thing I've ever seen.
At age 7, China's Qiu Yinzhao was solving Rubik's Cubes blindfolded. Now 12, he's able to solve 3 of them at once while juggling. For his performance in the video, it made it into the Guinness World Records. All right, guess the percentage of people that can solve a Rubik's Cube.
I guess it's less than 20%.
There are more than 43 quintillion ways to scramble the cube. More than 43 quintillion ways. What else? If you turn the Rubik's Cube once every second, it will take you 1.4 trillion years to go through all the options. Every legal regulation Rubik's Cube can be solved in 20 moves or less. The first world championship was held in 1982. The winning solve time was 22.95 seconds. The current world record for solving it is 4.59. Dude in Korea. A robot solved it in 0.38. I saw that video. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's remarkable. It would probably take me, or it would almost definitely take me longer than that.
I might say this the wrong way, but I think I'm going to slide up into your DMs.
You're going to slide into my DMs?
Wow.
What's your take on this Pete Davidson story? You see what he said?
Oh, yeah.
On the Pete Davidson story? No, I haven't seen it.
How does he? He must sit on the toilet for a long time when he's finished. And you said he's got a plan.
What's he thinking right now?
Who are some of the McDonald's characters?
Grimace. Ronald McDonald's, of course. The Hamburglar. And I think that's all I can name.
Yanni or Laurel?
It's definitely Laurel. Yeah, undoubtedly.
We hate Rondo here.
Lakers fans are pretty, you know, pretty for whoever the team signs. I think he'll be a decent fit, despite what most people think. I think he'll be all right.
I mean, you knew he was good, but I can't imagine you thought he was going to have that kind of impact, did you?
Oh, absolutely not. Especially not in the series with the Pelicans. That was insane. As much as he doesn't like the playoff Rondo narrative, it's definitely a real thing.
God,
like,
damn it, I'm God, so tired shut of him. Up! Shut up! Shut up with your words! This stop show talking. Sucks because of him! We can't ever do a good show!
Yeah. It's a thing.
Give us an athlete or someone that got mad at you for a sports take or called in or interview got hyper while you were doing the show for a while.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, no. Is there a position where you're at your most comfortable?
Is there a position where I'm at my at the most comfortable?
Mm.
I don't know. I don't know if I... Ooh. I don't know if I have a good answer for that. I have to get back to you on that one.
You still there?
Yeah.
This was tremendous, man. Thank you so much for your time. We love having you on, and we'll be seeing you on TV.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Wow.
Hold on. What a weird God. Interview it is where at one point in the interview someone says, are you still there? What about, wait, that guy got bombarded with every meme from the last 2 months. He was asked about something that happened in the World Cup and a grandma.
He lied and said he saw it.
The Rubik's Cube stuff, the Laurel and Yanni thing.
Pete Davidson.
Oh, God, that was, dude, that.
Sean is like, tell us an example of an athlete who's been mad at you or something that happened or some other thing, or just tell us anything about it, something. Tell us whatever you'd like.
Like, do you think when he's like agreed to do the interview, he was like, oh, hold on, I've got to listen to Sean run through Rubik's Cube facts for 3 minutes.
And then an NCAA came in with, he's sitting on the toilet. Oh, man, so good. All right, so listen, that was really great stuff, KT. We will podcast that for sure. At Ben and Skin is the podcast. And then don't forget, we'll be at Dirty Job Brewing on Sunday from 2 to 4. Thank you to our friends at DMS Roofing for getting the Brew Crew Tour underway. We're looking forward to that. And Ben, on Friday, we're going to be broadcasting at Chop Shop Live for all our folks out there in Roanoke. Brand new venue out there. Cool spot. Me, Ben, and KT will be out there. And they actually, you've mentioned this because you've seen these guys. Hip Hop Hooray is performing.
Yeah, it is. Who's thrown down.
On
okay,
Friday
yeah,
night.
Yeah.
Wow. So, you know, we talk about getting to different parts of our great Metroplex. We're excited to be in Mansfield on Sunday. We're excited to be in Roanoke on Friday. So come see us out at Chop Shop Live Friday and then Sunday at Dirty Job Brewing. Thanks to our friends at DMS Roofing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.